Hello, everybody, and welcome to another wonderful and profitless episode of the Gentlemen of Elegant Leisure. Joining me, I'm Dave. And no, Dave's not joining me. I am Dave.
You are
Dave. I'm already joined.
Could you be joined?
Maybe.
Conjoined?
I could be. I had a conjoined twin and didn't make it, I'm afraid.
Oh, but, dear.
Anyways, I'm here with my my cocktail confederates, Fred and Jason. Hello, gentlemen.
Good evening.
I've been away for a while because you've had to duties on your own.
We tried replacing you. We tried doing it without anybody. Yeah. That didn't work. We tried replacing it. I don't know.
The price just wasn't. Yeah, it just wasn't there.
No, and it got. I mean, the last one, it was completely out of control.
It was a circus.
Yeah, you needed a ringmaster.
That's right.
To tame the tigers. Back,
We did four cocktails.
That's insane.
And as it turned out.
Yeah, I mean, I think if you had a proper bar set up, then perhaps, and maybe a professional bartender, and not me.
Yeah,
I think you could maybe wangle it up. But everything was suddenly chaos between drink number two and number three. So we are so happy to have you back.
Yep, I know.
Turns out you're irreplaceable, Dave.
Irresponsible.
I am. I'm irreplaceable and priceless. Much like the Hope Diamond. It was lucky, my lucky charm.
Yeah.
The Hope Diamond. So what's on the schedule today, boys, in terms of a cocktail?
We did feel bad that you weren't there last week.
But not bad enough to stop the show.
No, not that bad. No.
If you listen to it, you'll think that the show was stopped.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. No, you'll think, what is this? But because of that, you know, and the knockout hit on the last show was the Buffalo Negra.
I love the name.
Yeah. Buffalo Negra. Everybody does. It sounds like an exotic dancer from Spain.
Or Buffalo.
But
let's go with Spain. It sounds a little warmer.
It's a balsamic vinegar cocktail.
That's not an unusual ingredient.
It is, with basil. And and one thing I didn't do, I didn't give credit where credit was due. The cocktail was conceived by Jerry Slater from the late lamented H. Harper Station in Atlanta, Georgia. He's starting up another place. I think he may be already up and running.
In the
greater Atlanta region.
Jerry, I tip my fedora to you.
Yes, well, you know, have a sip of his surprising cocktail.
Okay, balsamic, eh?
Yeah. My wife's new favorite.
Yeah, do you remember off the top of your noggin what was in that?
No, but thankfully, I have it written down.
That is nice.
See? You don't expect it.
Yeah, I mean, I hate to say it because this sounds like I'm downgrading it, but it almost has a slightly soft drink kind of fizz and
it's
like an old sarsaparilla kind of fruity kind of taste.
Yeah, I think Eric said, well, that's just a Coca-Cola or something like that.
Yeah, some sort of primitive root beer.
Yeah.
So it's 1.5 ounces of bourbon, 4 fresh basil leaves, or basil, it's probably basil, a brown sugar cube, 1/2 ounce of balsamic syrup, which is 50-50 simple syrup and balsamic vinegar boiled together for a bit. 2 ounces of ginger beer. You muddle the leaves and the syrup and the brown sugar and give it a good shake with the bourbon. Pour it over ice. Top it with the ginger beer. A sprig of balsamic basil for garnish, and you're off to the races.
Yeah, great. Well, I'm off to the races.
All right, you guys, we'll see you later, Dave.
Thanks a lot for the drink.
It's so good.
Well, you're irreplaceable, as it turns out. Yeah. So, despite what we said.
Yes.
Yeah. No. Very nice. I would have that again.
Yeah.
There you go. So.
And it's funny that you would say, I like your idea better. I mean, I think Eric was cutting to the quick or whatever the hell the expression is by saying Coca-Cola. But it is. It's like a soft drink.
Yeah.
But it's a sarsaparilla. You're right. It's a slightly
rootsy. Yeah.
Yeah. That's great.
So anyway, that was fantastic. And I'm having another one.
No.
Not right now.
No.
Unless I had to take Dave's.
I'm going to taste this one again just to remind myself.
No, you ought to because it's something special.
Mm. It tastes better the second time around?
It's how I remember. The ginger beer gives it that peppery je ne sais quoi.
Mm-hmm.
And, my God, that's a good drink. And you wouldn't have thought it with the balsamic syrup.
No, because strangely, the pickle juice cocktail didn't go over near me as well.
Yeah, isn't that funny?
It needs a little bit of work. I'm taking that one back to the lab.
Mm. It was pickle juice, and it was Irish whiskey, Dave. And you and I had a hell of a time with Irish whiskey with the Blackthorn. Remember that one?
Yeah.
It was no good.
No.
I think just drink your Irish whiskey straight. And yep. That's the answer.
Although I did see something with Irish whiskey in it. Where the hell did I see it? There might be one more thing to try right. Irish whiskey in.
I can do something with that big bottle of whiskey.
That's right.
All right. And so what's the main drink.
So the idea tonight, it's found cocktails, or basically cocktails that we got directly from the bartenders in the places. Wow. So these are
secret.
Although now with the internet, you can find anything anywhere. Yes. But these are cocktails that one that I got from Sable Kitchen in Chicago, and one that Jason and I got from Thatch.
Yes,
in Portland before
it became Halle Pele?
Yes, and now I don't know what it is. It's a Subway, I think.
So these recipes were gifted to you.
That's right.
They were.
Wow. Well, we don't own them.
No, you don't own them.
We don't own them. We're just sharing the wealth.
Yep, exactly. But not from a book, so that's kind of neat. That's kind of cool.
Yeah.
I think we're going to start off with the Fedora from the Sable Kitchen.
Yep.
Okay.
Oh, should I? Is that what we said?
Yes, what we said.
Oh, good.
Yeah. And the Fedora has also seen print, because we did find it in an Imbibe magazine, but in a slightly different form.
Right.
Right?
So we're going to go with the one that I got directly from the bar.
From the horse's mouth? Well, no, was it the actual bartender's mouth?
It wasn't, I don't think it was the guy that that wrote it. According to Imbibe, this was created by Mike Ryan from the Sable Kitchen and Bar in Chicago.
And it could have been Mike Ryan.
It could have been Mike, yeah.
Because he was well known, you said. He had fans.
That's right. Yeah, this guy had fans hanging all over the bar. Well, the one guy was hanging all over the bar for sure.
That's because they were drunk. That's why they were hanging over the bar. Too many of those.
It seemed like he'd been there before.
Yeah.
Trying to curry favor with his favorite bartender.
And you drank this there.
I drank that there and two others that I can't even remember.
And was this your first or was this your third?
I think that was the third one. I think I was texting you at the time. You said, ask him to make the Fedora. That's what you sound like when you text. I don't know if you know that.
I was keeping my volume down.
Sure. I appreciate that.
In case people are listening.
And do you remember it?
I do remember that I liked it.
Okay.
But I don't remember too much. That was 2013.
Now, have you actually made it before the show?
Okay. No, I haven't, because I've never had all those ingredients at the same time.
Well,
it's mainly the time.
Yeah.
And who's got the time?
Exactly.
That's the third time we've done that tonight.
Yeah.
But, we've got a hibiscus grenadine with, I guess, actual hibiscus floating at the bottom. Yep. Or sinking to the bottom.
Great.
Yep.
So in the Fedora, then, which I have not had and Dave has not had, we're going to have 2 ounces of Buffalo Trace bourbon. They specify a Buffalo Trace, and so that's what we will be tracing with. And then 3/4 ounce of grenadine. They have a house-made one, but we're going to use B.J. Reynolds hibiscus grenadine. 3/4 ounce of fresh lemon juice. Here's a kicker, a sprig of thyme.
Just in time.
And then shake it and fine strain it, because I think that the thyme is going to fall all apart in the drink there, so that'll be good.
Yep. The online version of that recipe has a pinch of salt in it as well. So, but we'll stick with the one we've got and use that recipe if we feel like we might throw some salt in later.
Yeah, we could. Excellent. All right, we got our strainer, so we're set there. And
what you don't have, Jason, is a fedora on your head.
I do not.
Whereas Fred and I are all added out here.
There was no texts.
I guess I should have
the hat. So he is hatless. But if you want to see what Fred and I look like, of course you go to our Instagram account.
That's right.
Cocktail Podcast. Right.
See a couple of guys in hats.
Yeah.
Sure, who doesn't want to see that?
Right.
Unless you go to guysinhats.com.
Guys in hats.
So the Sable Kitchen is kind of a cool place. It's a happening place. It's got a nice long bar and then a huge restaurant attached. I actually ended up sitting at the bar because I couldn't get a table in the restaurant, so it worked out really well for me.
Yeah.
I had the mac and cheese, as I recall.
Mm,
really?
I'm looking for a little something, a little taste of home.
Yeah.
It was hot. But I walked there, walked back, and lived to tell the tale.
Was it in one of those parts of Chicago downtown there where there's the underground equivalent of the streets?
Yes.
As well?
Yep. In that same area. Right near the river, right along the river there, and it's an interesting neighborhood, but so you got the 2-level street, and just down the couple blocks, east of there is the restaurant that they used as the basis for the cheeseburger sketch from Saturday Night Live.
Oh.
No Coke. Pepsi. So that place.
No Pepsi Coke.
No Pepsi Coke.
Is it still operating?
Yes.
Oh. Well.
For whatever reason.
Because, yeah, what year was the sketch? 77?
77, something like that.
76? But
Chicago's been there for quite a while, so I imagine some of the places would be as well.
Exactly. And it was already enough of a legend when they made light of it that, why would you get rid of the place?
Oh, there's the lemon juice.
Oh, yeah, freshly squeezed.
Always. We wouldn't have it any other way.
Yeah. Don't be tempted, people. No shortcuts.
No shortcuts. No regrets.
No regrets. No, the difference, it's huge. It's huge. Always use fresh when you can. So for your citrus juices, that's for sure. Pineapple juice is a little hard. I haven't quite figured out how to squeeze a pineapple.
It's
not many people have. You're in good company.
All right, the lemon juice, and then the thyme. There's the kicker, this big sprig of thyme. All right.
You're just going to break that sucker and throw it in there? I don't know how that works. Now, the recipe called for 3 sprigs, so, I mean, that's one big sprig, if you're talking sprigs.
Well, here it says just 1 sprig of thyme, and the one that the guy wrote down.
Yeah.
I'm going to break it in half, though.
Okay.
There we go. So that we get...
Oh, yeah.
Full time. Should I put some more in there? No, it just says 1 sprig.
That's good.
Oh, I see what you mean by 3. Well, yeah, it's 1 big sprig. All right.
I'm not a big sprig expert.
But you were in Sprigadoon.
Oh, Sprigadoon. There we go, the happiest sound on earth. Oh, keep that thing down. Oh, yeah, look at that.
Give it an extra one there, because I got to break up that sprig of thyme. Sprig of Tony.
I was a little worried there. You're getting kind of flushed.
You feel faint?
I know. It's the most exercise I've had in a long time, since the last time I made a cocktail.
So now we're going to fine strain it for all the green bits.
That's right.
Is there a lot of them?
I don't know. So far, not too many. Let's share this out. I can't see from my angle how I'm doing...
It all looks about right. Yeah, you could. I can't wait.
A bit more here?
Sure.
In here? Where are we at now? One more round again.
Well, I'm ready to get mine.
All right.
Ooh.
This looks great.
Yeah.
Holy cow.
Ooh, it's a nice color.
It is a nice color. You almost want to have the sprig somehow in the drink, but I guess we don't, because obviously you don't. But
you could use it as a garnish.
Well, yeah, maybe you should. Yeah, you could put a sprig in there as a garnish, but it didn't say to do that, did it?
No.
All right.
Hey, we're crazy enough to do it. Mm-hmm. It's funny, you smell it. You don't really get a big time hit off of it.
No. A big time hit?
Yeah. Big time
hit. Big time operator?
We're always looking for a big time hit. Wow, Fred, he's sprig crazy.
Now, I didn't pound it.
Oh, okay.
You know, you're supposed to slap these things to get to...
Adding a little garnish
for us. Oh, yeah, now you got little leaves
sprig
all
garnish?
Over
yours. That's all right.
All right.
Excellent, gentlemen. Well, welcome back, Dave.
Thank you very much.
Welcome back, Dave.
And the Fedora cocktail by Mike Ryan from Sable Bar, Restaurant,
Kitchen
and Bar in Chicago.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
The Windy City. Wow.
I think you don't really get much of a... I don't get much thyme taste off of it.
I don't get a lot of thyme taste off it, but there is something herbal about it.
You got a little bit of element of sweet and sour in there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think it's a nice balance of sweet and sour.
Yeah.
Yep. But having that sprig of thyme, I think it does help.
And it's, because it's 3/4 ounce lemon juice and 3/4 ounce of the grenadine. So there's your sweet and sour, perfectly matched.
Yep.
And then the bourbon's going to be a little sweet.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And then the thyme's going to be a little...
herbally.
A little herbally.
Yeah,
herbally. But this is nice. It's a cloudy.
Mm-hmm.
It's a cloudy drink.
Yeah. So that sort of amberish hue.
Mm. This is a nice companion, though, to the...
Buffalo.
The buffalo and egg, yeah. Fred is just going to pass it off to wander around as he usually does. He's, you know, I guess that alcohol in him, and he's, you know, you just can't control it. He's like a wild lion.
Is that, well, he's training for the 2020 Olympiad.
Of course. Now that Usain Bolt's retired, he's, watch Fred with a cocktail in his hand, spent 100 meters.
Yeah.
Wow.
Hey there, Pally.
Very nice.
No, that's very good.
Yeah.
Wow. I definitely would tell people to make that at home.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's easy.
Yeah.
Holy cow, it's easy.
Mm-hmm.
But I would probably try and crank up the time a little bit. I think it could afford a little more...
A little more herb?
A little more herb.
Mm.
Maybe giving that sprig a little slap to release the oils before you throw it on.
Well, now, do you think that the salt would add anything there when the pinch of salt?
Oh, maybe. Hmm.
I don't know if I need it any more savory, though. I find it a little savory somehow, just with it is. Just with it is. You know.
Have a couple more cocktails.
Not sentences so much as concepts that I throw.
You're very cerebral that way. You're just, you know. Hmm.
That's good.
Mm.
Yeah.
Yep.
Well, how are we going to follow that up?
Well, this is going to be a tough one to follow because I don't really want to stop drinking it to make another drink.
That's what the thermos is for.
That's true.
Yep.
But I guess before we make it, we can give a little bit of background. So what year was it, Freddie? It's a few years ago now because Sal, I think, has moved on and the place has changed hands.
Now, when you say he's moved on, do you mean somewhere else or he's moved on?
No, well, I think I...
don't want to say, do you?
I do. I'm going to be making it up completely. Because I thought I thought he told us a bit of his story that night, and I can't remember it. The year... It was probably 2011.
Yeah.
Yeah. Fred and I went to Portland, Oregon.
Oh, Portland.
It's a wonderful town. Everybody should visit there, except for the people that that are going to wreck it for everybody else.
Yeah.
If you feel like you're going to wreck Portland, don't go to Portland.
Yeah, go to Eugene.
Yeah.
Eugene's already wrecked.
My cousin is from Portland.
Mm-hmm.
And he loves Portland.
Yeah, I love Portland. I'm not even from Portland.
Exactly. And he was just like, please don't. Nobody should go to Portland. Portland is just perfect as it is. We don't need anybody going there and trying to out Portland.
Yeah.
And he told me that, God, I don't know, 8 years ago, nine years ago?
Before Portlandia.
Before Portlandia, exactly. And now, anyway, good for Portland.
Yep.
So Fred and I were down there, and I wanted to go to this particular tiki bar that was called Thatch. And we found our way there. And went in, and I think it was probably had just opened for the evening, practically, right? It was 5 or 6. It wasn't very...
Yeah. But it was October, so it was rainy.
Yep. It was wonderful dark Portland weather.
Oh, yeah. No, it was great. Just exactly what you want.
Mm-hmm. And it actually had a little bridge. You know, that's what they say, the classic sign of the Polynesian palace, was that there was a separation from reality, no matter how small. And there was a little a little fake lake with a little bridge over it, and you got into the bar.
Yeah. Well, alcohol can separate you from reality quite easily, so that would make sense. You would have to cross a bridge.
A leg up.
A leg up.
And we got a spot, and we had a couple of, I think we had their house drink. And we had another drink. And then the guy behind the bar says, you know, I invented a drink. Would you guys like to try it?
Mm.
And we said, sure.
You guys must exude cocktail guys.
We exude drunk.
Yeah. So he thought, perfect. Let's unleash this mixture on them.
And this is where it gets a little bit fuzzy, not because of the drink, but because he only mentioned it that night. But I think Sal, as the guy's name was, had come from a lounge downtown.
Right.
I think he'd already been at the Teardrop Lounge or the other place, whose name escapes me. Sorry, Portland. Go to all the cocktail places in Portland.
Yeah, then you'll be safe.
But I think he had come from there to here, and he might have been on his way somewhere else.
Yeah, I think that was it.
There was a feeling that Sal was in transition.
He was I think he was going to open his own place, or I can't remember what the story was.
And then a couple of years later, B.J. Reynolds of the Grenadine that we have here, and actually Don's Mix that we have here, he bought, I guess, Thatch, changed the name to Hale Pele. It's there, and Fred and Laura
his spousal unit. Yes, they went there. Mm-hmm. I have not yet gone to Halle Paley in its, but it's basically the same incarnation.
Oh yeah, it's the same decor, the same feel. I mean, it's great little place. Mm-hmm. Great little place. It's a nice compact little bar, but it's got some booths or banquettes. Mm. And the bar where you can just sit up at the front. And when we were there, there was a couple hitting on the waitress. So that was interesting.
Really?
Yeah.
And I mean, that's how different it was, because when we were there, they didn't have waitresses. They had Sal behind the bar.
That's right.
He was the only guy on that.
Yeah.
At least when it opened in the evening.
Yeah.
There was a woman in there.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
But,
she was tattooed, and they seemed really interested in getting together with her later.
Really?
Yeah, and she was sort of
That's Portland.
That's Portland.
Portland. They're very free thinking and progressive people there in Portland. Nope.
The last time Fred and I were in Portland, we saw a hipster trap.
Yes, we did.
Which was a box trap with a, what was the beer? A Pabst Blue Ribbon.
Pabst Blue Ribbon sitting underneath.
With a stick. Yeah. And a string tied to the Pabst Blue Ribbon.
Yep. Yeah.
I'm going to rinse this out.
Oh, sure.
Tell him about Sal.
About Sal?
Yeah.
He's about this high.
How old would Sal be?
Sal was, he was in prime bartending years. He was in his early to mid-30s, so he had...
Yeah, plenty of years ahead of him.
Years ahead of him, but enough years under his belt to know what he was talking about, so...
Yeah.
No, but what else about Sal? He loved his drinks, we're a couple of keeners, so we were asking him all kinds of, hipster questions about cocktails and so. Mm-hmm.
What was neat too when he gave us the recipe was that it had this ginger rum in it that was made by Deco Distilling, which has since changed their name.
Right.
But you and I both went out and had to buy ginger rum so that we could make the drink when we got back home.
That's right. So that's the kicker. And you'll see this with some of the drinks. And you see it quite often if you buy anybody's, any restaurant or any bar, they inevitably come out with their own cocktail book.
That's right.
And you think, I want to make cocktails from, XYZ bar or Z.
Which is a great name.
Yeah.
It's way at the back of the phone book. AAA's XYZ bar.
and they'll have, 1.5 ounces of Buffalo Trace. You think, oh, that's good. And they'll say 1.5 ounces of Bobby Cazula's, rum extract. So where do you get that? Oh, yeah, we make that.
We make that. That's Bobby Cazula.
And then chrysanthemum nectar. What? Where do I get chrysanthemum? Well, we make that too. So pretty much you find out you bought a book for $30 and you can't make anything in it because it's all fancy stuff. But the nice thing is the Deco rum is available in a couple places.
Right, but it's not Deco anymore. They changed the name or they were bought out.
Yes.
I don't know if you have access to find out what it is. I think if you Google Deco ginger rum, you get the new outfit.
Yeah. So that, and well, that's, and that's the trick. It's hard to get, but not impossible.
Nope, you can still get a ginger rum.
Exactly. So as long as you're in the Pacific Northwest, you're probably in luck.
And so we're down to the dregs of this. This recipe. So Sal says, "Do you wanna try a drink that I made?" And I said, or we said, "Yes, please." He says it's called Sal's Dominion. And then he wrote it down for us. He says, "I think bartending. Mm-hmm. I think recipes should be shared."
That's right.
He was a big proponent of sharing.
Yes. Well, before Jerry Thomas, legendary Jerry Thomas, that wasn't done. I mean, he was the one that broke the code.
That's right. That's right.
The bartender's code. He kept everything a secret.
Mm-hmm. Looks like a magician.
It is. Yeah. And it's exactly like a magician.
I went and saw David Copperfield once.
Oh, yeah? Did he make any cocktails?
He did not make any cocktails.
I don't want to go see him then. East Side Distilling.
East Side Distilling, and they still make a ginger rum.
There you go.
Excellent.
So tell us about David Copperfield.
Well, it's only, it's magic is one of those things. You know in your heart it's not real, but you want to believe that it's real. You want to believe that this guy has somehow got the thing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I saw, the twin's leg. In the box.
Oh.
We were in the balcony.
Yeah.
And so she shifted just that little bit.
Yeah.
It was just like, well... I thought you didn't, for some reason, I thought he didn't use twins.
Yes.
I want him to have an elaborate machine that gets a girl. I don't want the twins.
No.
Because now, once you see that, then if a magician says, I've never met you before, to a person in the audience, and you used to go, wow, he's never met that guy before.
Yeah. Now it's like...
Now it doesn't mean anything.
Yeah, you probably did.
Yeah. He probably knows that because he's in the show.
Magicians are liars.
Magicians are liars.
They're not really magic.
No.
Remember that line from Curb Your Enthusiasm?
Yeah.
Larry David, when he's doing stand-up? The one thing you can say about Hitler?
Yeah.
You didn't take any shit from magicians.
No.
Just popped into my head. Yeah. I can see that it popped into Dave's, too.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I know.
All right, I'm going to read the Sal's Dominion, because it's using up the last amount of a bunch of stuff in my liquor cabinet. Look at that.
Wow.
Somebody's been into the Goslings.
Yeah, who...
Bob was into it. I had to hide it. 1 ounce of ginger rum, 1 ounce of Gosling's Black Seal, 2 ounces of pineapple juice, half an ounce of lemon juice, half an ounce of orgeat, half an ounce of Trader Tiki's Don's Mix, which has since become BJ Reynolds Don's Mix. But when we had to buy it, it was Trader Tiki's.
That's right.
Before he bought the same place where we actually got the drink. And 2 to 3 dashes of Angostura bitters. And so it's a nice big frothy, wonderful drink. And Sal's Dominion. Sal, if you're still out there, if anybody in Portland knows Sal, Sal, this is for you, buddy. I don't know who else is making it. Yeah.
What are you going to start with? You need some ice?
I've got ice.
You got ice? Oh, you're on top of things.
Oh, I know. I guess I really am a professional bartender.
Yeah, you really are. Do you need a certificate to be a bartender? You have to take some sort of a...
I think you have to take a course, don't you?
Do you? What if you just drink a lot?
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, when you say, do you have to take a course? Hmm. I mean, you have to take a course to be a doctor.
Sure.
But maybe you should take a course to be a bartender.
Probably should.
But I think a lot of bartenders learn from the other bartenders.
Yeah.
Like an apprenticeship.
Sure. No, that's I think, how it should be.
All right. Ginger. Have you ever had ginger rum, Dave?
I have not. I've had ginger.
Oh.
Not combined with...
Ba-dum-bum.
Marianne.
No, yeah. Yeah.
All
right. Yeah, it's some potent stuff. It's not a...
Did you just pour some into the ice bucket?
I poured some into the ice bucket because it was in an inconvenient location.
Oh, dear.
So I don't know why we don't do 3 cocktails every show.
I think the fedora is going to...
So I'm going to move that out of the way.
He did actually finish the fedora, so that's probably part of the problem.
Often, Jennifer will try to drink the soy sauce. She'll pour soy sauce into her tea at the Japanese restaurant. But, you know, she's a...
A lush.
She's ESL. And look at that, the Gosling. So I hope I got an ounce in here. And I do.
Oh, yeah. Oh, time to go shopping for Goslings.
Yes. What's that, Jason?
I read the
Gosling's Black Strap Bermuda Black Rum.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah. Okay.
You know, Barry doesn't care for Goslings.
Who, Beach Bum Barry?
That's what he says.
Really?
Yeah. Except there's a couple recipes that call for it. He says, well... He's willing to agree to disagree.
And why does he say why he does not care for it?
He thinks there's nothing special about it.
Oh.
I think he's wrong.
Well, there must be something special.
Yeah, it is. I've gone through a couple of bottles. So that's, I think that's special enough.
Yes, apparently the easy drinking.
Oh, yeah.
The cool mouth feel.
Oh, exactly.
And plus, I mean, I'm sorry, Barry, we need it for Sal's Dominion.
That's right.
He's... You specified it. And there's very few drinks you find out there that actually do specify for a particular thing. So you got to kind of follow it if you can.
Yeah. I mean, I use it for my dark and stormy. And it seems to work out pretty good for that.
It would. I love a dark and stormy. Why don't we do a dark and stormy on this show so that people can try a dark and stormy at home?
Sure.
Because I guess the impetus here is that people should be trying these drinks. We're trying to encourage people to get out of their own drinks. I don't know what the hell.
Don't just have a screwdriver. You know, have a dark and stormy. Yeah. Or don't just have a rum and coke. Have a dark and stormy.
Or don't just have a glass of milk. Have a dark and stormy.
Sure.
That'll settle your stomach.
Yeah, that's right.
And Don's Mix, which I want. What's the flavoring in Don's Mix? It's Don the Beachcomber's top secret 1937 flavor mix, written in code to keep his rivals from stealing it. After years of research, the lost recipe was found decoded by Jeff Beachbum Barry, and now Trader Tiki brings you Don's exotic blend of bittersweet grapefruit and spicy cinnamon.
I tell you, there's no replacing, especially if you're going to do tiki drinks. You got to get the B.G. Reynolds, mixes. It just, you really can't do it without them.
You can't. And you can get them in high-quality liquor stores, and I think you can get them directly from the website. And I've ordered from him, and he sent me some swizzle sticks as well.
What?
Gratis.
Gratis.
Okay, that's it. I'm getting on the website. This internet, is this where you get it?
Yeah, the interweb.
Oh, good. That's what I'm going to do. I'm going to do that, then.
Yeah, do that.
Can I get it by drone?
Of course. A drone will come, take out your house, but but leave you some exotic syrups. Two cool. or three dashes of Angostura bitters.
All They're right. versatile, aren't they, those bitters?
Oh, yeah. Everybody loves soup. Those.
You can go crazy with bitters. That's the problem with bitters is once you start, you say, oh, I want to get some bitters. Mm-hmm. There's thousands of bitters. And what that does, well, there he goes again.
Yeah. That's right, everybody's favorite ringtone.
If you're taking your medication. So this is really the magic of cocktails. I mean, once you get into it, and I guess it's a lot like having your fine wines, but really you can take a cocktail and say you take this one. Instead of using the Angostura bitters, use an orange bitters.
Yeah.
Or use Peychaud's bitters, or use any one of a thousand other bitters that are out there.
Yeah, you're right. Remember, it used to be that this was the only, Angostura was the only bitters you could find.
Yeah.
And now.
Now, thanks to all the new cocktail guys, the craft cocktail people, they've resuscitated old companies and old bitters.
Found old recipes, Volker's bitters, and...
Yeah, and it's... And so you can take one drink, and not only can you switch around the bourbon or switch around the rum, but you can also now switch around the bitters. It's... you'll never drink them all. If you're thinking you're going to be able to drink all the cocktails... It ain't happening, buddy. You'll literally die trying.
But what a way to go.
Oh, yeah, no, that's the best way to go.
And so Sal's Dominion should just be dumped right out into a nice big tiki mug, but yes. We're sharing this one around here.
That's right, because we didn't have enough rum to go around.
Plus, I figured,
Oh.
I don't know what else I figured.
People got to drive. People got to get home afterwards.
People got to move.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you.
But this will still give us a great...
Oh, yeah, Sal's Dominion. That's got the...
I can smell the spiciness.
It's the South Pacific right there.
The pineapple, right, mixes with that grapefruit and cinnamon thing.
Yeah.
I think that's what's really on the nose.
Yeah. And, it's a tropical island you've never been to. This is what that is.
That's why it's called Sal's Dominion. This is where he reigns supreme.
That's right.
All hail Sal!
All hail Sal!
The uncharted drink.
Oh, makes me want to go out and make more cocktails.
Oh. Mm. Oh, I like that.
Yeah?
Look at the that's balanced.
Mm. It's so balanced. I mean, Sal should have his own place.
He should. I hope you have a place, Sal.
We hope you have a place, Sal.
If you do, let us know. We're coming. We're coming.
If you don't have a place, then you have a place in our hearts.
It's almost too smooth. I'm afraid I would just
drink
that by the gallon.
I know, you're right.
Yeah, I'd like a nice 16-ounce mug of this, please.
Which I think is what Sal gave us that night.
Yeah, he did.
And that's a big gulp container.
He was a generous bartender.
Yeah, the ginger rum, whatever it is that the Gosling's adds, it's a really good drink. It's so balanced, and you're right, it's so smooth somehow. You get that nice froth on it from shaking it.
Yeah.
And, you could just, it's one of those,
because you've had the Buffalo Negra, and it's got ginger beer in it,
mm-hmm.
and it's got that neat little gingery bite.
Mm-hmm.
This has got ginger in it, but no bite.
Yeah.
Which is,
right.
which
yeah, it's not...
is a nice change. I mean, you don't have to have a bite on everything.
Yeah, you're right. Ginger flavor is also a thing as opposed to hot ginger.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Oh, this is something else.
Yeah, it takes you back to that rainy night in 2011.
Yeah, temporarily we're in the tropics. Then we had to go back outside to,
I think it was November.
It might have been November.
November 2nd.
Mm. Wow.
That's what I'm going to guess.
Yeah. Wow. Well, you've got the memory. I don't. I got nothing.
Oh.
Yeah.
He's our money guy.
He's
our money guy.
He's the money guy.
He doesn't have the memory, but the money guy.
Oh, yeah.
I can remember where the money went?
I don't know. It was
a minute ago.
Yeah. Last time I remember seeing it, Mr. Potter was there. Yeah, that's all I remember.
Oh, look at you with your It's a Wonderful Life reference at the wrong time of year.
Christmas is coming.
Or is it the right time of year?
Uh-oh.
Special delivery. We got a guest.
There must be bringing... It could be Sal. Please, somebody answer the door. Sal,
is this
he
live?
Heard our podcast. And
this is live. I mean, really, we should be taking the microphone down to the door to say, who's here?
Right.
Sal says, hey, I heard you were doing a show about me.
Yeah, I just showed up at the door.
I never gave the licensing for international release of my recipe. It was for you and you alone, in the greater Portland area.
I'm now serving you with this court order. Oh, thanks.
Welcome to Sal's Dominion.
Yeah.
And Sal recommended, it was the Pearl Specialty Liquor was where we got the Deco
from
there. But I think all those distilleries in Portland now, you can go there, sample their wares, and buy the stuff right there.
Oh, what a wonderful world.
What a wonderful city. Do not go to Portland.
No, they don't want you. They barely want us there.
That's right. And when we're going, and we're taking your spot.
I tried to go the other day because we were coming back from California, and we had a stopover in Portland. And I thought, wow, this is great. We'll get on the, 5 hours before our plane to Bellingham. Let's go to downtown Portland.
Oh, yeah.
And we went down to, the Oregon Tourist Information. And she said, you could take the red line and then you take the streetcar. It normally takes 35 minutes each way. It now takes 90 minutes each way because Portland decides to, rip up their red line. Right in the middle of tourist season, inconveniencing everybody.
This is their secret.
Yeah, to keep people out.
My cousin, who's on the metro board.
Is he? He's put it into it.
Put it in. This is how to stop people from coming in from the airport.
Off the airport. Cut off the airport, demolish the bus terminal.
Exactly.
Take down those bridges.
No. We'll get some people from Vancouver, Washington. The people from Beaverton can come in.
Mm-hmm. That's right. That's it. Eugene, forget it.
That's right.
Eventually, it'll be like Brigadoon, where it only appears once every 100 years.
Yeah. Oh. Imagine? Wouldn't that be neat, though?
Yeah. Mm. Wow.
Yeah, that's a shame, because, so we're going to go into Powell's Books.
Oh, of course. You got to go to Powell's Books. But no. And it would leave us only an hour in downtown. It's like, no.
Oh, you can barely get a cocktail in an hour.
No, I know, exactly. Well, that means a road trip, guys.
All right.
We're going to have to go to Portland.
Sure. Oh, my God, I'm ready to go at any time. But we got to sneak in because they don't...
they're watching the borders now.
We can't let my cousin know.
Yeah.
What are you guys doing in Portland? We're not going to stay.
Yeah.
We won't say nice things about it, even though it's the best... best place.
Best place.
The great drinking town.
And so what was the cocktail bar? I think you mentioned it. It was
the Teardrop Lounge?
The Teardrop Lounge.
Yeah.
You can't make any of those cocktails.
No, although I did get a recipe there for a punch.
Oh. Mm. Oh, the Harding Punch.
The Harding Punch.
We haven't done a punch, have we?
We haven't done a punch. We should do a punch.
Okay, there we go.
We do a punch episode coming up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I think they have tricky house-made elixirs.
Yeah, proprietary blends. Yeah.
But I think they will share the recipe, and as you say, where am I going to get celeriac hibiscus syrup? You got to get a celeriac.
Sure. One. Some hibiscus. You stew them for a couple of months.
Mm-hmm. You need to get gunpowder, because there's a little bit of gunpowder in it.
Yeah.
Where am I going to buy that? Well, most of your surplus stores will sell gunpowder.
It's got to be the old stuff. You can't. None of the new stuff. It's got to be pre-1952. They changed the recipe for gunpowder.
That's right.
So it's pre-52 gunpowder.
Yeah. Mm. No, if you know an old prospector, a 49er.
Yeah. He's the guy. We got a bunch of back. Probably shouldn't even tell you that because, it's gunpowder.
Exactly. Yeah, don't come to Portland. We're full of gunpowder.
Oh,
there's a place in Oatman that makes a liqueur.
Yeah.
If you can get to Oatman, Arizona, you can get this kick-ass mountain mule.
That's some elixir. But, I was thinking, when you look forward to the next 30 years of this podcast, and there's so many different variations you can do. And almost, you could do probably 60 different shows just on whiskey sours or old fashions.
Let's do that.
All right. Next 60 episodes will be old fashions. But I think, I don't want to say what we're going to do in the future other than at some point, I think, because I've got a cocktail I'm working on, as you know.
No.
What, from scratch?
Well, I did. I took one of my punches.
Oh, you took one of your punches. That's right.
And I turned it into a cocktail. I'm fine tuning. I think it's pretty close.
Okay.
But it'd be interesting if we could each come up with a cocktail of our own making. Mm. Of course, I'm cheating because I've got one almost all done already.
Exactly. And I'd have to pull out my old Berry Tonic Junior.
But just for some time in the future. But. And if any of our three or four listeners are interested in sending in their suggestions.
Right.
That's right.
Because it's you that listens.
Yeah.
And Dave tunes in.
Yep.
And my cousin's wife.
Your cousin's wife.
I don't even.
You
can't be bothered.
Jason's far too busy to listen to
my cousin's podcast.
Yeah.
Down with PortlandTourism.com.
Check that site out.
That's right. Keep it for the locals only.
That's right.
Wow.
Well, what's tricky here is that we've sort of established in the last few that we come up with a favorite, but between the tasting of the buffalo,
Buffalo Negra.
But how do you spell it? It's
B-U-F-A-L-A.
Oh, okay. Buffalo Negra.
Yep.
Between that, the fedora with the thyme, and mm-hmm. Sal's Dominion.
I say it's a three-way tie.
Oh, I might have to say that. Did you have a favorite, Dave? If you held me down and threatened to pour Irish whiskey and pickle juice in your mouth?
I think I'm going to have to go with the Sal's Dominion.
Sal's Dominion.
It is a very balanced drink.
It is a very balanced drink. Hmm? All right. Well, if Dave says so, then it must be so.
That's the way it is. Yeah. No,
because Dave is the acid test. He tests all my acid.
Oh, the brown acid, man. Yeah. The Woodstock that he gave me. Oh. You know, I should have listened.
Because I think Dave raises a valid point and a valid glass. Mm. It's a more drinkable drink.
Yeah.
Not that the fedora is not, mm-hmm. but it's a slightly more thinky drink because it's got thyme in it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But if you're taking something out in a car or mm-hmm. for a run,
something quick you can put into your thermos.
32 ounces of just pure deliciousness.
Sal's Dominion.
Sal's Dominion is the way to go.
Yeah.
I'm really tired of that.
Oh, I'm so happy that we dragged it out again.
Yeah.
Because we've both made it at home, but Dave has never been able to try it. And as I say, I think it's kind of cool that we met this guy.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
He wrote this down for us, mm-hmm. and now we're sharing it with four other people.
Hopefully Sal.
Hopefully Sal himself will somehow, the trickle-down will work.
Yeah.
I'm going to see if I can do a version of that without the ginger rum. I don't know if it's possible.
Well, what are you going to call it? Fred's Dominion?
Huh? Yeah.
Maybe I'll call it Dave's Dominion. Because it's got alliteration.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
It's got a what?
Alliteration?
Oh, alliteration.
Yeah.
I literally thought you said a little ratio. And I went, a little ratio?
It also has
a Fred has ratio. A science degree, so he likes to throw in a lot of math stuff.
I do. Yeah. It has a little ratio of Don's mix to grenadine or something.
You could probably use regular rum and grate ginger in and then fine strain it, and you'd have a fresh ginger hit off of it.
All right.
But then you wouldn't be able to support the fine folks at whatever Deco Rum.
Oh, yeah. Eastside Distilling.
Eastside Distilling.
But and I am going to go back down, and I will bring back some ginger rum. But in the meantime, I've got to do something.
Gingivitis.
Gingivitis is what I'm going to do.
Good.
Rot your gums out. Gingivitis. Well, I guess we're almost at we're over 43 minutes now, so we're really pushing
it. Been a winner, Ben.
Yeah, it's a marathon.
It's because we've had you back.
Yeah,
we've done the two drinks.
Mm-hmm.
Everything is sane and sensible and a half.
Yeah,
and we've conversed.
Yes,
and we've educated the home brewer.
And I've actually taken some photos for our Instagram account, which. For the last two shows, apparently fell by the wayside.
Well, Fred has a big camera.
Yeah, I know. The first time in history Fred Partridge hasn't taken a picture at an event.
What I realize is it goes click-click.
Yeah. Yeah, I know.
That's distracting.
Oh, that's right, with the big stand-up
the flash.
Yeah.
The explosion from the flash powder.
Actually, there are photos of the last one.
There's a couple of drinks, couple of the drinks.
That's all you need.
Yeah.
That's it.
But I don't have them, because I can't put them on the Instagram account, unless they're in my possession.
Send those to young Dave Klein.
Yeah, send them, forward them. But we did get some pictures from today's show and podcast and some video, so go to our Instagram account, which is Cocktail Podcast, of course.
That's right. Go to Instagram, search Cocktail Podcast.
Mm-hmm.
Or what if I searched Cocktail Podcast Instagram? Would it also find us?
Just go to Instagram.com/cocktailpodcast. Right. That'll probably
set all your problems.
And then from there, you can link to our website,
which is
gentlemanofelegantleisure.com, where you may already have been, because that's where you listen to it.
Oh, right.
That's why no one's clicking on the Instagram.
Sure.
But if you... Yeah, that's good.
All right. I'm on Instagram, and I can't find us in there. Oh, no. Wait a second. What's that? Oh, that's Mr. Cocktail Stories.
No, our rival, our chief nemesis, Mr. Cocktail Stories.
He's following me. How did he find me?
I don't know, Fred. It's
He's doing the daisy. Oh, geez, we got to do the daisy.
We already did the daisy, didn't we?
I think we did the daisy.
Did the daisy?
Yeah, before you. It was pre-Fred. Oh,
that's right.
That's why I don't remember it.
We opened with the daisy because it's the margarita.
Yeah,
that's right.
That's right. Well, do I finish off with a quote?
Of
a funny little quip from one of the great drinkers of the 20th century.
We will. And you'll be happy to know, too, that we did quotations for you in your absence.
That's wonderful.
Hopefully it's not the same one.
That's right.
Well, I hope this one's from W.C. Fields.
No.
What
was it?
Yeah. Well, he said, "A woman drove me to drink, and I never even had the courtesy to thank her." Oh, W.C.
Oh, W.C.
Oh, my goodness. Well, thanks, gentlemen. We're up to, full 46 minutes here. Man, God, it's like a Jerry Lewis telephone here. Man, phone in. We'll give you our final totals in a minute.
Final totals in a minute. Turn up the tote board. Well, thank you, gentlemen. It's been wonderful, as always, to do this. And please, at home, try these drinks out. We're going to put the recipes on our blog page on the website. We've done the Fedora and Sal's Dominion. Track down Sal and give him a hug.
I just left him speechless.
Yeah.
Every time he gets teary-eyed when he says Sal.
He does. It's quite
I thought someone was going to jump in there.
No,
no, I thought it was leave like you hanging and see what happened.
Oh, it was a trust exercise.
Yep.
You all...
Failed miserably. Oh.
Oh, well.
But what do gentlemen of elegant leisure do when they go out?
Oh, you know what they do?
Yeah, what do they do, Jason?
They go out, gentlemen of elegant leisure, and even if it's their very last penny, even if they leave bereft of any substance whatsoever, they are always gentlemen of elegant leisure.
That's right.
And they always tip big.